White, W.C. White, Mary. Denison, Texas, February 25th, 1879. Dear children, Willie and Mary, I send the enclosed to you that you may be sure to send it to the right place, to Brother Madison. You may read it if you please to do so. Father has gone to Sherman today. The tent came from Chicago this morning. Shall pitch it at Virginia Point this week to commence meetings next Sunday. Father and I will speak perhaps a few evenings after Sunday. Shall then hasten to Dallas, leaving Brother Daniels and Scott Kilgore to continue the meetings at Virginia Point while we hold some meetings with the large tent in Dallas. Shall then bring large tent to Denison and make this the important point at present for meetings. We shall be in Battle Creek by the 1st of April. Weather is getting rather warm. Much wind. Have either northern or southern. It is very dry. We would welcome rain. Ground needs it very much. We think it is not best to spend the time to go over the road through Indian Territory by private conveyance. A little water treatment would be of great benefit to us both at this season of the year. Not that we are sick, but we have plenty of flesh that will bear considerable washing. I have some clothing for our children, purchased nothing for them of summer garments. Marion will return with us. She says that she was just on the breaking point when she came here, not in these words, but this. This was coming on before I left Battle Creek. She seems better, healthier, but frail. As we do not go to California, it would not be prudent for her to go. She is a precious child, and we love her society. You must not take too seriously what Father writes, but you do just right in leaving out thrust and censures and hard hits. You must do this. He will not be offended. He is in a good state of mind, willing to be counseled and advised. He is not so determined and set to carry out his ideas. We have led as pleasant and harmonious a winter as we have ever enjoyed in our lives. We feel like walking humbly and carefully before God. We are not perfect. We may err and do and say things that may not be all right, but we hope no one will be injured in any way by our sayings or doings. We are trying to humbly follow in the footprints of our dear Savior. We need His Spirit and His grace every hour, or we shall make blunders and shall do harm. I hope you will, dear children, know your duty without being obliged to follow others' minds and others' directions. Advice and counsel are valuable, but it is important that you know your duty for yourselves, and you will know it if you come humbly to God in the name of Jesus. I tell you, children, the dear Savior will never leave a humble, trusting soul to go astray if he asks him for guidance in faith. Jesus will teach you and lead you and bless you. You will have a knowledge of his will, for he has promised it. Will you please have the south room in the office made ready for us, one good bed in it and stone stove? I shall feel at home there, perfectly at home. We shall remain only a few weeks, shall then return to Colorado unless the Lord indicates our duty in another direction. I am so glad you did not go to California. The Lord bless you, my children. Love to the household. Mother.